Oh my god.
You are trying to reach has a voicemail box.
Off, wow. The tough bot. Hot as fuck, Spanish girls fuck up. Her like stick boyfriend. Love her so much like the mean package lady. Fat wish to me. And his hoe making her apologize. Looking fat. Soaking salt as she look, just like the fat bastard. Brace lady here in the arms, blame them all for why I'm jobless. Or lame in token, will saints I'm not worthy of life. Cause I want cancer cure, good as you're just fake as fuck. If you're a teen, and you're famous, you're prob. I'll fuck up any time. Do you try to act accepting or cool with women or gays? You find out day five times as vicious as guys roasting you behind your back. and never ever funding Digma. Of you should give me back the Nazis. These women and guys are so intolerant. Just gaslighting a hoe. Victims left and right. Issues like clockwork. Each new TikTok star is twice as toxic and irredeemable. Disgusting, despicable as the last on things. The person in the pleasure is gone in everything. In the pervo Portnoy. Oh, let me put them on my shit day. Only 15, that means you have at least 100 years to rape their bank accounts and put the money on mine. I have to buy toys that remind me of my dad perpetual and not very old way. Back it nursed me back to health, gave me something to live for, a memory, a moment, or aches. I stopped do thinking. All I see is my dad laying there, not breathing. She just hung up now.
Don't you understand me?
What?
The phones are broke.
Why?
I wanted to change the battery.
What do you mean by that? Did you do it, my love? Is the phone better?
Alice.
Why?
You could only reach me on my cell phone.
Oh my God. You're not lying. I couldn't reach you on your house phone. I could not reach you.
I can't help. I have to have them fixed.
Oh, you can't wait on the line with me now because other people might call you since you only have access to one phone?
I can't talk on any of them, please.
Why?
I'm about to pull the wires out.
Oh, my God.
The thing is broken.
Poor thing.
Okay?
I'll come over and fix it. I'm going
to
fix it right now. I'm going to come right now, before my trip with Harrison.
Nobody
can fuck that man, fag, dang gay brother over there. I'll need to go with him for
broke.
A minute, though. What do you mean, bro?
You're going to mommy,
I'm going
you?
To mommy, but I'll come to you first. Fuck my stupid fag, your gay brother, big homo, Hymer, and the jugman.
No, you can't
not.
Come here.
Why? I want to come.
No
I want to come. Please let me come. I want to come now. I'm going to come now. I'm calling Uber. Uber charged. They lower the price. They lowered the price of Uber. I'm so happy. I'm going to come right now. Bye.
What are you talking? Aren't you going to East Hampton?
First time coming there, I'm going to give you a little slice of cream pie and then on this juicy drive.
Okay.
We're going to have the best goddamn time in the motherfucking seven seas. And you sail in the heavy seas. And we're going to go again.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you know? I don't hear you. And I can't talk on the phone. It's broke, okay?
Oh, holy shit, bro. I miss you. I miss you incredibly, my dearest.
Okay, don't worry about it, okay?
I'm gonna
when are you going to mommy?
I'm
going to
think about you the entire time with mommy.
When are you leaving?
Can I come see you first?
No. Don't come here. The phones are not working here. Please.
I might want to pop a visit. I'll tell Harrison to turn the
corner. No, don't come here. I can't have a headache.
I didn't even get to talk to you, my love.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving soon.
And when is Harrison leaving?
We're leaving together.
Good. And you're going out to the Hamptons.
The island, yes.
Good. Enjoy it, okay?
I love you forever.
I love you too.
I love you.
Okay. Take care.
Wait, bye-bye. I have a question.
What's the question?
Have you spoken to Sue? Sue, my love. Sue.
What?
Sue.
What about Sue?
Did she make up with Mummy? I don't know what's gonna go on. Is she coming this weekend, Sue?
Who's coming after you?
Is Sue coming in for this?
Sue coming? No.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Did she make up with Mummy? Her and Mummy is still at war. I'm scared.
Goodbye, sweetheart. I'll talk to you another time, okay?
Mummy has been so goddamn mean to me lately because of Sue.
Okay, take care.
Mummy has been horrible to me. I'm scared to see Joe.
Yeah, I got my little cell phone.
Help me. Please.
Yeah. Okay.
Please. I'm fucking scared to go out. I don't know what they're gonna do.
Bye.
No!
Shh! Alex, please. Don't give me accident.
Oh, Grandma, won't you come and protect me,
please?
Lisa?
Okay?
Oh, dear.
Goodbye, honey.
Oh, dear.
I'll talk to you when you call me from East Hampton.
East Hampton? I don't want to go anymore.
No, you
what?
Can't.
What? But I don't want to now. I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
No, why don't you go?
I'm not going without you.
Why?
I don't want to.
Well, please, Alex.
What?
Go where they want you. They like you there.
No. No.
You, go with Harrison.
Goodbye.
Bye, Alex.
What?
I'll talk to you.
Are you gonna stop at this stupid bitch? I gotta fucking talk to you right now, goddammit. It's insane, though.
It's broke. I can't go.
I want to tell you what. I want to tell you what happened to my boyfriend.
I can't go in the room.
I have to tell you what happened to my boyfriend, David.
Okay.
My boyfriend.
I must get off. I have to go call.
I'm terribly depressed. My boyfriend David got sick. My boyfriend David died. David is dead.
What are you talking about?
David is dead. David died last night in LIJ.
Don't call here for a while till I get them fixed.
The funeral.
Okay?
The funeral is tomorrow morning. I don't know if I should say.
No, I won't get them fixed until next week.
David is dead. I'm not going to be gay anymore without him.
Good night.
No, Nate.
Bye-bye, Alex.
I'm desperate
have a good
here.
Time.
I need you to get Jack to take you and me to David's funeral and tell us back. Oh my God!
Hello?
I have one more thing.
What the? What?
What?
Alex.
What?
What time are you leaving?
I'm gonna go soon, but I may want to stay tomorrow for David's funeral.
You're going on the Greyhound?
Yeah.
That's a good way.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. You're going with Harrison.
Yeah.
Okay. Give him my regards. Okay?
Yeah.
Bye-bye, dear.
Wait.
What is the waiting? I have things to do.
What do you have to do? What are you even doing?
What?
I want to know.
What do you want to know?
I want to know what the motherfuck is going on in this bitch.
I hear you.
Who is this?
What do you think what?
I want to know why you were too good to come out with me and Joe this weekend and protect me and sleep with me all night.
I'll come out, Dad. Yeah, the next time.
Okay.
Okay? I'm expecting to see you to get somebody to fix this.
Oh,
okay?
You're seeing Esther this weekend. You're seeing
okay.
Did you break
Alex,
your...
Alex, I have to hang up to you.
Did you break...
You're holding me back.
Did you break your phone so you wouldn't have to go to the Hamptons, though?
Alex, please. I'll talk to you next time, sweetheart. Okay?
No,
bye-bye,
no.
Dear.
I want to know why you broke your phone.
I can't. I have to go downstairs and tell my supervisor.
Are you sleeping with the security guard again? No, Grandma.
Okay.
Now I'm pissy face. I'm in a bad mood.
Take care, sweetheart.
I'm in a really creepy vibe at this point forth since night.
Bye-bye.
No, Nate.
Bye-bye, dear.
Oh, would you come on?
Bye-bye, dear.
Oh, goddamn stupid damn bitch.
Bye.
She just hung up. Oh my oh, my mom doesn't want to talk to me again. No one wants to talk to me. Just no one.
Hey, Alex.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on, buddy?
What's good, buddy?
Nothing. Chilling.
Where you at right now, cuz? Yeah, why not?
Do you know where the Diamond District is?
The what now? Who?
The Diamond District.
Diamond boys, diamond hands all days. I've been there my whole life, B. I grew up on diamonds.
No, the Diamond District, the jewelry store.
You say Madison Avenue, boy. Madison. What's going on, my dude?
Nothing. I mean, yo, like, what day are you free to chill?
Who are you with right now?
I'm with my dad, but...
Hi, Dad. How are you, Father? Do you want me to buy you a watch or something next week?
No,
What's going on? Are there loose chicken coops? Or is that a TV show?
A TV show.
That's hilarious, barely, bro. Are you watching a new Kurosawa flick? Okay. I got it.
No, I'm watching 10 Deadly Sins.
That's an excellent film.
Yeah.
Christian Bale is in it, I believe. Beautiful. Anyway, I'll call you back some other time, I guess. Barely, bro. If my mom doesn't pick up, I'll call you back, Beast. Call you back soon. Talk to you, Barely. Enjoy the film. Bye, Dad. That went surprisingly well. I think the dad wants me to buy the son jewels. Nice. Why?
I have things to do.
What are you doing?
Please, honey, I can't talk to you now.
How did you know it was me, love?
What?
How did you know it was me?
Harris is going with you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, I have to go out.
No, me. I love my bride, dear.
Excuse me, Alex. I have to go out with the garbage, all right?
You are garbage and nothing but good bunch of trash,
okay,
if you don't come this week.
Have a nice time, and I'll try and reach you out there. Okay?
I love you so much.
I love you too.
I'll forever
okay,
dream
I
of
must
that.
Go. Bye bye, dear.
No. Oh my god. I think she's lying about her phone, but... Didn't Justin sing this in a song, Ashton? But... Oh God, we're doing this. Let's not do this. It's gonna be depressing and scary. Super oomery type, uncomfortable, of course. There's a line of code that shouldn't execute, though. It's getting so flow, my yo. Yeah, yeah. Get the rage somewhere. My dad laying there, he could not breathe. I feel like that was even him right. It wasn't, don't count that. It's your, it's poetry, doesn't count like. It doesn't blunt if count, your people said it perfectly. Normal at the time, but no one, it doesn't count, it's not. A true crime. The system adjourned. I don't buy what went down. Like their death day, I'm not then taking it and not sitting quietly. There is no way that is, as I'm told, is definitely. Life is to be up and lived, and he lived a great day. Now he didn't got dragged through the muck. He worked everybody like a cock sack, and he wasn't rage smacking me and done. Led eyes that do acquire assets in the stock. Options his wife lost to bankers and socio narcissist abused bastard who kicks the kids out of the house and fucks the Hampton spouse, takes all his money dows. His life, some wife, lol, his kids are gay and fucked up. Now always targets for being fired. No, dude, that ain't a brown diff duckly. Delvis, mucklin' life, they're not there. Oh, there is something else, I know it. Whatever illness, at least my day. Dying game. Sorry, do bore people with brand ugly den. My mouth no longer tries no dumping toward my ass. Nonny's cause Nonny turn into a lame, and it's just not dwarf Anthony-ish. She did. I can't have someone not friend allow my dude take a nap, let my ish. That Brad Bradley, I legit was gonna wake up with less vector as my dead shit soon. I couldn't walk and not get yelled at for not napping. She talked. She got bored and said I couldn't die. Tonight, if I'm gonna suffer, he gonna watch there along with me. Such a greedy hoe, let myself know to leave. That was what it was. Since that bad breath that I legit was going up. Wake up just not to please, she got bored and sane. I could die tonight if I gonna suffer. You gotta watch her alone with me. Such a greedy day, oh, let myself be on the leave. It's all me and telling my 92-year-old no me. I'm gonna kill her for her inheritance. And Token said no one can be funny anymore, making fun of people there, just dumb weird and fringe. Oh, weirdos on the freaking fringe are the real people. It's you who's the fraud, lady.
Don't come around, leave me alone. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. got no time for you right now. Don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get her back again. Because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. But till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
Maintenance today, you know?
Are you, like, going to accuse me of not doing maintenance? I have a big plan to clear out the top of the room this weekend, so.
Upstairs? Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, because you just got... I know, I didn't know if Harrison had parts in that room. You had told me he looked at something once, but I will definitely bring it up to him. I want...
Now, to be honest with you, there's three rooms upstairs, right?
Okay.
And at least two of the rooms, two of them, are definitely your guys' stuff.
Right.
And I wanted to go over not just objects, but I wanted to
everything.
Go over
everything.
Clothing, there's objects, there's toys.
All right. So I yeah I
wait,
I
I'm talking. I'm talking. There's electronic equipment. So I can't make heads or tails of what to keep. There's closets. I have boxes. I also have bins. So I'm not saying to throw everything out. And, you know, sometimes if Zach comes once a year, it's nice to have some toys for him. But what I'm saying is there is so much stuff that I don't even know where to begin. And I would like to give away some of the things you don't want, like to maybe charity, like toys and games and clothing. So when you come
in... Is this like a big... a discussion we have to have with Harrison present, or is that all of this?
I would like you both to know it, what I'm talking about, and then we can go through it, and you can do it when you want, but I want to have the discussion with both of you, because, you know me, I don't throw things out for people. I don't like to do that. A lot of people do that, they just take it, and my mother used to throw things out, and I'm
yeah,
like,
she could... She could really see that, and I'm so grateful you're not like that.
The fact that I'm
thank you.
Be respectful, I think you should respect me and my, you know, my home also, and understand that I can't keep hoarding things. Like, you're now adults, you're 29 and 27, and, you know, forget about Manhasset Hills. There's, well, not Harrison stuff, but there's a ton of stuff there for you. But here, which is a second home, and I like it to be sparse, there's just a ton of stuff in the closets that if you used it, I wouldn't say a word. But like, it's just
no, I understand the need to clean that, at least.
All right, so hopefully you'll be on board to do this for me, okay?
Yeah, I like I said, I'll mention it to him too. I don't know if you talked about it with him yet. I'll tell him. I don't know what he. I don't think he's sticking around for long, Harrison.
What is he doing?
He said he had something to do Saturday and wasn't coming back or something.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I guess you haven't talked to him at all. But
well, is it that party?
Yeah. Why?
Oh. Do you want to go to it also?
No.
Oh, how come?
I don't talk to the people there.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Yeah, he seemed excited, so.
Alright. What are you gonna do, right?
What do you mean? I'm still coming.
Alright, but, you know, that's fine. I don't know why he's doing it, but, if, you know, is it...
Oh, he didn't tell you?
Well, it's foyer, but is it the parents' house? It's Jonathan Foyer, right?
I thought he lived in Korea, so, and I thought he taught golf, but another kid in Korea. You always said he taught golf in Korea, but it's another kid who lived in Korea, that Christian, who taught golf. There's two Korean kids.
Oh, I see.
He's I don't know what the hell he is. I don't know if he's a philosophy or counts cards. I don't know what job he had, but he's a nice friend. I remember him from way back in the day. So, like, I'm happy for him that he's, like, I haven't heard that name in a while, I'll be honest. So the fact that he said it, I don't care.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he won't be around for long, so it's fine.
Yeah. All right, so we'll have tonight, tomorrow, and how's he getting there?
I don't know. He seemed pretty self-sufficient with that. I'm sure he Ubers a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Does that put a damper on your weekend? Yeah.
No, not at all.
No, I know, but did you know it or you? Oh, did he just say like he might go to? Because he kind of phrased it to me that he might go to the party, but then like by the plan was over, I'm like, okay, so we'll go together. That was why he suggested to go yesterday, but you didn't even go yesterday.
No, I did go yesterday.
You went last night. Yeah.
Yeah, I went last night.
Yeah, but he said he was just gonna work like all day today inside. So I said, just get your work done. I'll finish my code because I don't do that there with my laptop.
Yeah. Well, you could bring the laptop if you want. We have Wi-Fi now,
Thanks. So
you can't do that. You know,
it's very hard actually to get the way we're going today. He bought the tickets immediately until I checked the Uber. It's more expensive to go to your house, but you're there. I thought you were leaving tonight, but the way I have to do it in the future, whether or not he comes, it would be cheaper if it would be half the price if he comes. But either way,
I don't hear you. What?
No, I'm thinking if it's cheaper if I don't do it with him. I can't do it either way if he's not there. Well, I could do it. It's more expensive if he's not there. But I'm not doing... There's a way we're going today, and it's going to take 5 hours. But it'd be way quick. It would take like 30 more minutes than the time... It involves me Ubering to your house in the future if I do it.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then you'll come with us in the car.
Yeah, no. Yeah, because we're taking a super roundabout way. We have to leave.
Yeah, I understand.
So, yeah, it's just... It's just walk, like, maybe 15 minutes to a subway, and the subway's disgusting, but it's about, it's 20 minutes of that, and then it's like 20 minutes of walking after that, or, the subway's more like 30 minutes.
Oh, wait, I have to take this call. I'll call you right back. It's the guy that's coming.
All right, don't even call me back. I have to pack.